views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. If you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity that's available to you, you can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, this is a USA Today Today story. And it's written by a USA Today health reporter. It's in the life section, section D, and it says, big headlines, this ultra-fat diet may be therapeutic. And for patients with Parkinson's disease and other nerve disorders, extreme menu could hold answers. And, of course, you've heard me talk about this before. When people have Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis or MS, seizure disorders, and Alzheimer's disease, that I want them to eat 4 to 6 eggs a day. I want them to have 9 of the EFAs and 9 of the EFA pluses a day. I want them to give up fried foods and margarines. I want them to give up cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, alcohol. I want them to give up sugar and caffeine, all the things that either directly or indirectly will produce or stimulate to be produced free radicals that can damage fats in the body. Well, why is this important? Well, 75% of the human brain weight is a fatty insulation material called myelin. And myelin is just about 100% cholesterol. And if you go on a low cholesterol diet, you take cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, and you're exercising and sweating out nutrients, you're in trouble. You're going to wind up with one of these brain diseases. And again, it's Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, MS, seizure disorders, and Alzheimer's disease. These are physician-caused diseases. Now, the average American will eat somewhere around 30-35% fat in their diet, about 25% or so protein, the rest carbohydrates. Personally, I like to see people eat 35-40% fat, the right kind of fat, meaning 4 to 6 eggs a day, butter, dairy products, chicken skin, red meat, all the stuff you're not supposed to eat, but obviously no fried foods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of green leafy vegetables. And then again, all the essential nutrients supplemented twice a day. And then, of course, take extra pains with the omega-3 essential fatty acids. I like 9 of the EFAs, 9 of the EFA pluses a day to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the brain and the myelin, the insulation part of the brain. And I've seen such great, great, great results over the years. And people say, well, my doctor says I got to get all the cholesterol-lowering drugs. My cholesterol's 180, and he wants it down to below 140. Well, doctors have created more than 25 cholesterol deficiency diseases over the last 50 years with their cholesterol-lowering drugs. Mark my words, as soon as the older generation, our parents and grandparents, as soon as they die out and the leading edge of the baby boomers are coming along, they're going to admit publicly, Eureka, we have found it. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient needed to maintain and repair the brain, needed to maintain and support the immune system, needed to maintain and support healthy blood sugar levels and healthy blood pressure levels and many other things, a healthy respiratory function, healthy metabolism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're going to find out that old Doc Wallach was right again here on this fat and cholesterol thing. In fact, I was just talking to a fellow today who's 50-ish, I'd say 52 years old, and from Ohio, and his blood cholesterol is 380, And I said, look, I want you to eat 6 eggs a day. Just eat them poached or soft scrambled butter. He, of course, freaked out. He said, well, my doctor wants me on a low cholesterol diet because my cholesterol is 380. I said, well, just don't fry them. Eat them poached or soft scrambled butter. And he followed my advice. He took 6 eggs a day. Within a month, his cholesterol dropped from 380 down to 260. And another month, it's down to 220. And he is just tickled pink because his LDL and his HDL ratios are correct. And everything's just fine. Of course, he's going back to the doctor here next week. And they have a little bit of a bet. So it'll be very interesting to see if the doctor pays off or he just says, well, maybe the original test was bad. You know, who knows what the doctors are going to say? They never, never really want to know the truth because they can't make money with the truth. And so I get excited about this because this, although it's a little article, and it's one of those things that flies in the face of everything that medical doctors say. And we see this a lot in teenagers, primarily girls, but a lot of boys too, where they get acquired seizure disorders when they're 10 to 15 years of age. And when you're that age and you're eating nothing but carbohydrates and eating nothing but sugars, not getting the right fats, guess what? You're going to wind up with seizure disorders. You're going to wind up with dementias, including Alzheimer's disease, even at a young age. And yet, if you eat 4 to 6 eggs a day, eat red meat every day, eat your chicken skin, eat fish, again, not fried, and then you take 9 of the EFAs, 9 of the EFA pluses, really ramp up on the omega-3 essential fatty acids, both from plant sources and animal sources, fish primarily, and stay away from the fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well, done, burnt, animal fats, carbonated drinks, alcohol, sugar, caffeine. Watch what happens. I am just so excited about the results we see in our associates and people they're working with. You would get excited too. And what I like to see is about when somebody has these diseases, at least temporarily, at least for 60 to 90 days, I like to see their fat intake go up to about 60 to 70% of their calories. Now, in this article in the USA Today, they're talking about 90% fat for 60 to 90 days. I think that's too much, and most people don't take enough antioxidants to protect themselves from that kind of fat diet. But 60 to 70%, make sure you're ramping up on your antioxidants, the 90 essential nutrients, plus lots of selenium, the green tea, Beyond Juice, Vitali. And these will help support and promote a healthy immune system. They will be great antioxidants. They'll protect you from free radical damage. I'm excited. Stick with us. We'll be back with Dead Doctor Don't Lie, Truth, Justice, and the American Way after these messages.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. You want to be young forever? You want to be young for the rest of your life? Ask your Youngevity associate how you can get a hold of these products. They're the same great products, same great people. All we've done is change the name from American Longevity to Youngevity. How the name says it all. Okay, let's see here. Doug, what kind of pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, I got one that is pretty, as far as news-making-wise, it's pretty timely as far as we've been talking a lot about the H5N1 flu and its impending hitting the country, not a matter of when, but not a matter of if, but when. I have an Associated Press story here where the headline is, Researchers Unsure If Masks Stop Flu. And what they're talking about is the N5 respirator mask that has been sort of recommended that people try and get. And they're also looking...
The N95?
Yeah, the N95. And they're also... I think part of the reason why they're doing this is because they're concerned that if a pandemic does start, their real concern is if there's actually even enough of these masks go around, since they basically are disposable. You use them once and then toss them away. And they're figuring rather than have people running wild in the streets trying to get these things, if they don't work, they want to know up front so that it's just not a waste of time and sort of an, you know, exercise in futility. And a quote from a Dr. Donald Burke, he's co-chair panel of the Johns Hopkins University. He's quoted as saying, just to double emphasize, we don't have good data to make a decision on how effective they are or are not. And they go on to say that mostly these are used by medical care workers really to prevent those in surgical masks, to prevent their own germs from going into open wounds for vulnerable patients with compromised immune systems and the type of thing. And they said that certain types of filtering masks can also protect wearers from specific respiratory diseases such as TB. And so, you know, a little later in the article, they go on to say that these respirators haven't been tested effectively to know if they'll actually block the flu virus specifically. And they know they're designed to block small particles. So then they go on to say that they talk about how the flu is actually spread. They say the flu is spread in three ways. And this is where, in this particular article, you are vindicated. And that is because they go on to say that the three ways are by hand, which is when someone sneezes into their hand, then grabs that doorknob, and then you touch it, or they shake your hand, or if they have a large sneeze or a cough and you happen to walk through the path of the large droplets as they're still flying through the air. And they say those do drop to the ground pretty quickly, but they say there are certain tiny particles that stay suspended in the air for longer periods of time, and that's kind of where they wonder where the N5... respirator type mask will actually work or not work. And you know, you've been talking about this ever since this whole thing became a story about people protecting themselves from, you know, getting infected by just bad personal hygiene, which we've all kind of gotten in a habit of not really having very good hygiene. As you've mentioned it a few times, to the point where now I kind of just not really pay a big amount of attention to it, but I do kind of notice that when I'm in the men's room at a public event or something, probably less than 1 to 10% of the people actually wash their hands. I was actually at a hockey game last night, as a matter of fact. And of course, you know, during the intermissions in the two periods, everyone jumps up out of their chairs and runs to the bathroom and to the concession stand. And so I was standing in line for the bathroom, and I kind of made mental note as I watched, and I counted about 50 people go to the restroom, and only about 4 of them washed their hands.
Ooh, yucko.
And I was one of the 4, so.
And did they have paper towels or the hot air blowers?
And they did have paper towels, but you have to. What I do is I get the paper towel and I get one out, and then I use that to, then I wash my hands again, and then I use that to pull out more paper towels. And in this particular venue, they didn't have a door that you had to worry about opening, so you could go ahead and throw it away. But I learned from you that, you know, in some places, usually they actually have the trash can close to the door. So you can hold the thing in your hand till you get the door open and keep it propped open with your elbow or something, and then toss that thing away before you touch that door handle.
Yep. And, of course, what I like to do is even I carry a little bottle of the eucalyptus oil from Ancient Legacy or the tea tree oil or the peppermint oil. And when I wash my hands, before I dry them, I'll actually put a couple of drops of these essential oils in my hand, spread it around my hand, kill some more germs, and then... when I'm wearing my N95 or N100 mask, I'll put a few drops of the tea tree oil or the eucalyptus or the peppermint oil, just a couple of drops on the mask. So you're kind of inhaling that, and you have this little environment inside the mask that's going to be severely reduced germs as opposed to the outside air. Okay, really a good one. I really appreciate that, Doug. Super duper. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, More Truth, Justice, the American Way after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have open lines. Give us a call on the priority line. We can get you right in at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. And, of course, if you want to be young for your entire life, you want to ask your Youngevity associate how to get it done. Same great products, same great people, only the label has changed, only the name of the company has changed. And, of course, there's all kinds of great reasons for that. It's for the betterment of our customers and for the betterment of our associates. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Utah. And, Ernie, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Doc.
Hey.
Hi, I'm calling about a relative of mine who's been suffering from ulcerative colitis for about 2 years, a little over 2 years. It kind of runs in her family. Her sister has had Crohn's disease. Her father's got irritable bowel syndrome. Mm-hmm. And she's actually been bleeding for about 2 years, a little over 2 years, and has blood transfusions on a regular basis. recently she's had about 3 or 4 months. The past 3 months, she's had a transfusion every month. And her doctors have tried everything with no positive results, and she's scheduled for surgery to have her colon removed this weekend, actually. Is there anything else that she might be able to try?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would do is get rid of her doctors. She's been bleeding for 2 years, and they don't know what else to do but cut her colon out. She needs to find a new bunch of doctors. These guys are pretty lame. When you have irritable bowel syndrome, which graduates to ulcerative colitis like your friend, then it graduates to Crohn's disease. By the way, none of these are genetic. None of them are genetic. But when their variations are manifestations of a disease called celiac disease. And what she needs to do is give up all wheat, all wheat gluten, all barley, all rye, all oats. If she needs grains to keep her energy up, she needs to eat rice or baked potatoes with butter. She can have millet. She can have buckwheat, but she cannot, which is not really a member of the wheat family, but she must absolutely have zero tolerance for wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. And she can have all the green leafy vegetables and tomatoes and onions and those sorts of things. Obviously, she can have eggs, red meat, chicken, fish, just not fried, not cooked well done, not burnt, no margarines, no cooking oils. And then she needs to take the 90 essential nutrients, one form or another. You know, there's 6 or 8 ways to get the 90 essential nutrients. And so I'd have her take the 90 essential nutrients. Additionally, I would have her take some extra of the EFAs and EFA pluses. I'd have her take 3 of the EFAs and 3 of the EFA pluses with breakfast and 3 of the EFAs and 3 of the EFA pluses with dinner. I'd also have her take the ultimate enzymes. I'd have her take 2 of those, like a minute or 2 before each meal with a couple ounces of water. And this little dietary change, the supplement program, are going to support her immune system. They're going to support maintenance repair of all tissues in the body, including the digestive system. And then instead of just drinking water or soft drinks or other energy drinks, I'd have her use the Rebound FX. For people who don't like caffeine, I like her to use what we call the Berry Boost Rebound FX. There's no green tea in it. And she can use 1 ounce of that concentrate per half liter or per 16 ounces of drinking water. And it's going to help increase the electrolyte and the trace mineral and the vitamin intake of the body, trickle charge that stuff into her body all through the day. And, of course, personally, if it were me, if you were my patient, I'd ask her to postpone that surgery for a month or 2 months. And because this has been going on for 2 years, so another month or so is not going to make that much difference. If she's getting a pint of blood every week or whatever it is, there's a possibility we can do this without the surgery. I'd be real nervous about doing surgery on a person who's losing that much blood. Okay, give us a call in a couple of weeks. Let us know how she's doing, and we'll walk her through this. Give us a progress report. We'll help her walk through this. We'll be back after these messages.
And that does open up a line. If you'd like to get in and talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us toll-free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction.
Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with majestic earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. If you want to be young forever, if you want to be young throughout your entire life, ask your Youngevity associate how to get it done. We do have a couple of lines open. You can give us a call on the priority line. That's 831-685-1080 or the toll-free number 1-888-379-2552. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Loman, New York, and Tom, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Doc. How are you?
Very fine, sir. Thank you. What's up?
Well, I'm just trying to get a hold on my diabetes here. I'm type 2,
okay.
43 years old, about 180 pounds. Anyway, I'm supposed to take insulin twice a day, 50 units, and I'm sick to death of the needles.
Okay.
So anyway, I've been taking the Sweeties and the plant-derived minerals.
Okay.
I'm also taking cinnamon tablets. They're 1,000 milligram or capsules with chromium.
Okay.
And I take 10 milligram vanadyl sulfate along with that. But I can very rarely ever, even without even, sometimes I don't even eat for the whole day, and my sugar very rarely goes under 200.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, what am I doing wrong? Am I taking too much of something? I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, first of all, what do you eat? What do you eat at dinner time?
Well, to be honest with you, lately, all I do is just like a piece of meat or, you know, fish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dare eat anything else. If I eat a piece of bread, I'm up to 300. And
exactly.
I'm not sure what to do here.
Sure. Okay.
I haven't taken insulin now. It's been almost 2 weeks.
And so you're still running over 200.
Yeah, I think I've been down as low as like 187 or something a couple of times right in that area.
Okay. But in the 200 area.
Yeah.
So basically what I would do is this. I would kind of change your approach just a little bit. Your thinking is correct. Everything you're doing is conceptually correct, but not quite enough and not complete enough. And so a guy your weight, what I would do is go for it here. You're tired of the needles. If you keep your blood sugar up at that level, you're going to wind up losing your legs. You're going to go blind and have all kinds of cardiovascular problems. You don't want to do that. And so I'd like to get you down below 110. Okay? That's my goal. We do that this way. I would take the 90 essentials twice a day. I'd start out with the Pig Pack Plus, full dose, guy your size, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with breakfast, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner. I would take 6 of the Sweeties a day to begin with. This won't be forever, but maybe 60, 90 days. six of the sweeties a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner, just kind of spread them out. I would also take what we call Ultimate Youth. It has 700 milligrams of cinnamon per serving, but it also has the phytonutrients and the antioxidants found in 45 fruits, berries, and vegetables, and all the sugar has been removed from it. I would take two servings of that a day. Take the Ultimate Selenium. Take a couple of those, say two of those twice a day. Take the OPCTs, two of those twice a day. And then I would use the Nature's Way shake as a snack, or before you go to bed. You could have a serving of Nature's Way shake. Put a teaspoon of that Ultimate Youth in a vanilla shake with an egg, and throw a handful of ice in there. Put it in a blender and have that maybe an hour before you go to bed, or a half hour before you go to bed. And stay away from, as stay away from the breads and the pastas and the barbecue sauce, and stay away from Pop-Tarts and Pillsbury Toaster Strudels and dry cereals and all that kind of thing. You want to eat lots of green leafy vegetables and eggs. Wouldn't hurt to eat 4 to 6 eggs a day, kind of spread out throughout the day, hard-boiled. A handful of mixed salted nuts is another good form of snack that has no sugar in it. And then, you know, as you're doing, take your blood sugar every day. This is all going to help support and promote a healthy blood sugar level and solve the basic root problem that still hasn't been dealt with. Give me a call every couple of weeks. Give me a progress report, and we'll walk you through this. We'll be back after these messages.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back. Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. If you want to be young forever, if you want to be young throughout your entire life, ask your Youngevity associate how to get it done, and you'll be amazed at how simple it is. Same great products, same great people, just the name has changed. Youngevity, the name says it all. And Doug, let's go back to New York, and Tom, second question.
Hi, Doc.
You.
The second question is, it's my pertaining to my best friend. He has bipolar disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was just wondering, because he knows I'm trying the Longevity products here, and he was just wondering if there was anything there that you might be able to recommend for him. He doesn't want to take the medication. I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah, well,
but they don't.
Yeah, they're talking.
You know, he doesn't want to take
things like Prozac and Ritalin and all that kind of stuff. And basically, what he needs to do here, Tom, is to avoid sugar in all forms. That means no alcohol, no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, no dry cereals, no instant oatmeal, no brown sugar on his oatmeal, no Pop-Tarts, no Pillsbury Toaster strudels, no syrup on pancakes, no barbecue sauce, no spaghetti sauce, no soft drinks. Even the diet drinks are loaded with caffeine and phosphates and all the other stuff you don't want. Obviously, no sugar, no fruit, no fruit juices. You can have all the vegetables you want, all the eggs, red meat, chicken, and fish, just not fried. And then from a supplement standpoint, to get all the essential nutrients to support and promote healthy maintenance repair, including brain metabolism, brain function, and brain itself, what I would do is, how big a guy is he?
He's about 230, 240 pounds, large fella.
Okay. Well, I'd have him do a very similar thing to yourself. I'd have him take two full doses a day of the Pig Pack Plus. That's going to give him all the known essential nutrients and help support healthy maintenance repair of all tissues in the body, including the brain and brain metabolism. I'd also have him get an extra bottle of the Osteo FX, our liquid calcium. One bottle comes with the Pig Pack Plus, but a guy his size, he'll need another bottle. And I'd have him take 4 tablespoons a day, a tablespoon of the Osteo FX for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. If noon is inconvenient, I'd have him take a tablespoon of breakfast, one at dinner, and 2 tablespoons at bedtime. And then again, he should be eating animal protein with each meal. A guy his size can eat 6 to 8 eggs a day, poached, soft scrambled, and butter, soft-boiled, hard-boiled, not fried, not sunny side up, not over easy. Those are all variations on fried. No margarines, no cooking oils, no burnt meats, no meat cooked well done. Medium rare meat is great, medium or medium rare in his case. And if he requires energy, I prefer him eat rice and baked potatoes with butter as opposed to wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. So he needs to slack off on that kind of stuff. And then give me a call in 2 weeks. Give me a progress report on yourself and your diabetes. Give me a progress report on your buddy here with bipolar, because oftentimes they'll turn around very, very quickly when they eliminate the sugar and the carbohydrates and the alcohol, and they supplement with all the known essential nutrients. One of the nice things that's in the Pig Pack Plus is lithium. It's a great trace mineral, and when you have a deficiency of lithium, you're more susceptible to emotional and metabolism problems associated with sugar and alcohol intake. And this program that I suggested for your friend actually has quite a bit of lithium in it, which is just great for brain metabolism and brain health. Give me a call, like I say, in a couple of weeks. Give me a progress report on yourself and your buddy, and we'll walk you guys through this stuff.
What?
Okay. Good to talk to you, Tom. Okay, Doug, let's go to another caller.
Let's head to Santa Cruz, and Julie, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about Accutane.
Okay.
My boyfriend has really bad acne on his back, and we're just wondering if there's some alternative to Accutane.
That's yep.
All the dermatologist has really told him.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, they're going to go the Accutane route, dries the skin out. Does have potential problems for the liver, eyes, and so forth. And so I'm not really happy with, you know, long-term use of Accutane. I don't like it at all. And so what I'd like to do is get your boyfriend on a complete supplement program with an emphasis on the healthy fats. What does your boyfriend weigh?
About 210.
Okay. What I would do is have him start out with the Pig Pack Plus twice a day. That's all the known essential nutrients in optimal amounts. A full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with breakfast, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner. That's going to give him all the known essential nutrients, which is going to help support and promote healthy maintenance repair of all tissues, including the skin, including the liver, which is really involved here with the what's going on the skin. And then from a supplement, an additional stuff for the supplement program, I'd get another large bottle of the EFA Pluses. One large bottle of the EFAs comes with the Pig Pack Plus, and I'd get him a large bottle of the EFA Pluses. They're two different products, EFAs and EFA Pluses. And I'd have him take nine of those a day of the EFAs and nine a day of the EFA pluses. He can take three of each, three of the EFAs and three of the EFA pluses with breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a total of nine a day of each one. That's going to help him with all kinds of things. And the healthy essential fatty acids keep him away from fried foods. That means all fried foods, French fries, fried chicken, fish, chicken fried steak, fried eggs, all that's got to go away. No margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done, no burnt animal fats, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones, no alcohol. And this won't be forever, but this will be maybe for 60 to 90 days. And after that, we might be able to cut some of this by a third because he's a big fella, so we might be able to cut it by a third. But we have to get all the nutrients necessary to keep his liver happy, keep his skin happy, get the bad stuff away, which is the fried fruit, fried foods, and so forth. And these things can turn around for the better pretty quickly. If you want to do something topically on his back, you can go ahead and use the essential oils. We have some wonderful essential oils that are really deep cleansers. We actually have a blend of essential oils called Deep Cleanser, or even peppermint oil would be good. And you can take a Q-tip and soak the Q-tip in these essential oils. It's our Ancient Legacy program. And dab the essential oil, two or three drops, straight, neat, as they call it, just without dilution, directly to each of the acne pimples or blemishes, and ingrown hairs, anything like that. You can go ahead and put a couple of drops of either the deep cleanser, which I really like for acne, or the peppermint oil. Either one of those will work, but I'd start out with the deep cleanser. And then, again, give us a call. Say in a couple of weeks, say 2 weeks to 30 days, let us know how things are going, and we'll walk you guys through this. I think this is handleable, but it's got to be a systemic approach, all these nutrients orally. And then after we get things to where he's happy, then we can begin to cut back a little bit. But the dietary thing should stay the same forever.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Julie. Good to talk to you. All right. Yeah, I get so excited about this. And if you want to know about these things, what you should do is get a hold of some of our great books, the Passport to Aromatherapy, which is good for, covers a whole lot of territory, not only the skin thing, the acne, but also how to use the essential oils on the N95 or N100 mask to get the antimicrobial effect if we're concerned about the bird flu, or if there's any flu, anything going on out there, you know, like all these people running around with the mumps now, there's an epidemic of mumps in the United States, and put a couple of drops of the eucalyptus oil or the tea tree oil, our first defense, a couple of drops right on these N95 or N100 mask, and to create your own little germ-free environment. What a concept. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, more truth, justice, and the, yeah, I might as well say longevity way after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. In order to absorb nutrients and digest protein properly, the body needs to have the right pH level of stomach acid. When the pH level isn't acidic enough, you can't absorb nutrients properly, allowing the food you eat to ferment, produce gas, cause belching, and that bloated feeling. Ultimate Enzymes is perfect for those people who have to watch what they eat. Each bottle contains betaine hydrochloride and ox bile, an enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, including maintaining proper pH levels. And at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll properly digest fats, proteins, and nutrients without eating away your hard-earned dough. Balance your stomach pH levels and get rid of excess gas that causes belching and bloating by giving your body what it needs for proper digestive health. Ultimate Enzymes.
To order Ultimate Enzymes, contact your Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here, and we're here for longevity. And, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Michigan, and Miriam, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Miriam. Hello, Miriam, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, dear.
Okay, this is Miriam Schrock calling, and I'm wondering what you would recommend for high cholesterol count.
What? How high is it?
It ranges from 170 to 185 or something like that.
Okay.
Over,
well, that's too low.
95 to 99. He is on medicine from the doctor.
I'm sorry, did you tell me his blood pressure last?
That's what I was telling you.
Yeah, well, tell me the blood pressure.
The last blood pressure count?
Yeah.
Was 171 over 99.
Okay, so 171 over 99, and cholesterol is 170 and 185?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sure of the cholesterol right off. I don't have the paper in front of me.
Okay, so... But you say the cholesterol is high.
Yes, it's high, and the doctor put him on a low cholesterol diet for a few months, and then we are to check back. So I thought in the meantime, maybe we could get something from you, too.
Sure. First of all, you want to go look at the papers, you know, the lab test. Should have copies of those things. Blood cholesterol, the normal blood cholesterol for a human being should range between 220 and 270. Between 220 and 270. You do not want to get him below 200. It's very dangerous. We kind of talked about this at the monologue at the beginning of the show. 171 over 99 is a kind of interesting blood pressure. 171 is quite good on the upper number. 99 is 9 points high in the lower number. And what does this guy weigh?
Let's see. I think it's around 100. 190 maybe, 185 or something
Here's
like that.
Here's what I would do. I'd get him on the full dose of the 90 essential nutrients to help support and promote healthy blood pressure levels, healthy cholesterol levels, healthy metabolism, promote and support healthy maintenance repair of all tissues, including the cardiovascular system. So I'd have him take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with breakfast, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner. That's going to give him this platform of all the known essential nutrients. I would also get an extra bottle of the OsteoFX, the liquid calcium. One bottle of the OsteoFX comes with the Pig Pack Plus, But I'd get an extra bottle so he can take 4 tablespoons a day of the liquid calcium. I'd have him take a tablespoon with breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. If the lunch dose is not convenient, he can take a tablespoon of the OsteoFX with breakfast, dinner, and 2 tablespoons at bedtime. And then I'd also have him eat about 4 to 6 eggs a day, poached or soft scrambling butter. I would also have him take an extra bottle of the EFA pluses, and I'd have him take 6 a day of the EFAs, which comes with a large bottle of the EFAs, comes with a pig pack plus, and then you're going to get the extra EFA pluses, and I'd have him take 6 of the EFAs and 6 of the EFA pluses a day, 3 of each with breakfast and 3 of each with dinner. I'd also give him some antioxidants. I'd give him the ultimate selenium, 2 with breakfast, 2 at dinner. I'd give him the OPCTs, 2 with breakfast, 2 at dinner. No fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done, no burnt animal fats, no carbonated drinks, no alcohol, no sugar, no caffeine from iced tea, hot tea, or coffee. This will not be forever, but once you know we get things where he's happy and he's where he wants to be with his blood pressure and his blood cholesterol, right ratio of the HDL and the LDLs, then we can start beginning to cut back a little bit. Maybe a big fellow like him, 190 pounds, say maybe cut back by a third. That might take 60 to 90 days to be able to do that. And just if you would, give me a call. Every 2 weeks, give me a progress report on his blood pressure especially. And then as you get data on his cholesterol, or if you can go back and look at his data, his lab data, you can call me tomorrow with that. Love to hear from you, Miriam. Well, thank you, everybody. A great question today. Thank you so much, Doug and Bill. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. And God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.